This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay, good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area of the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Bonin from 28. Woo! That was a bomb. That was deep.
Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and a very good early evening to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack, along with Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie. We're at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green State University. We've got a D6 boys state semifinal and a D7 boys state semifinal for you coming up here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. In game one, it's Marion Local with a mark of 25-2 on the year against North Robinson Colonel Crawford, 25-1 on the season. Marion Local's won 5 straight, 14-15. Colonel Crawford has reeled off 25 consecutive wins since a season-opening loss to Convoy Crestview. And then Colonel Crawford avenged that setback by defeating Convoy Crestview in game 3 of the tournament, 61-39. Marion Local, a great campaign, really rolling at this point in the season, defeating Allen East 66-39 in the tourney, New Bremen 40-30. Got by Coldwater 45-42 in a district final, beat the Cavaliers for the second time of the season. Then down Miami Valley Christian Academy in a regional semifinal, 64-29, before subduing Anna 58-43. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller, in his 14th year, has got the Flyers rolling at high speed right now. Head coach for Colonel Crawford is David Sheldon, who is a former Bluffton star. He played college there, set the career mark in three-pointers, 234 of them. Twice he made 9 threes in a game, and since 2005, he's been the Dean of Students, AD, and head basketball coach at Colonel Crawford. Coach Guttemiller and the Marion Local Flyers, Chuck, hang their hat on defense. It's a team which can beat you at the offensive end, too, inside and out. That tandem of Braden Mesher out front on the point, who can play downhill, and Austin Niekamp in the middle, who can score inside and on the arc. It's a tough combo to beat, and Coach Guttemiller has this team playing high-quality defense, too. Wow, what a blend. And the Flyers might very well be the favorite in D6. Rushi the favorite in D7. But that's why you play the games. And Colonel Crawford, fresh off an upset of Lima Central Catholic, 44-37, would like to derail the Flyers here tonight.
Well, I mean, you're getting ready to play a basketball game, and they're going to play 5-on-5. This team that we're watching warm up down here averages 62 points a game. That's something. I don't know if the Flyers gave up 62 in a game this year. I'm sure they did. But that's what's going to...
Rushi,
yeah, we were there. But they're going to play good defense. They're going to try to shut them down. Their offense goes around Mesher getting into the lane and Niekamp hitting threes. in the last game. He missed a couple, so he went inside. Got a couple of easy ones, which is what you do. Then you step outside to three drops, and now you're on a roll. So, yeah, I think Marion's got to be the favorite because of the competition they play. But it's a state semifinal. They wouldn't be here if they weren't a good basketball team.
As you mentioned, Colonel Crawford, 62 points per game offensively on the year. Marion Local allowing only 35 per contest in the tournament. Something's got to give here tonight. We'll return with comments from Flyers head coach Kurt Gunnemiller in just a few minutes. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We are here at Bowling Green State at the Stroh Center. Doubleheader tonight, game one. Marion Local against Colonel Crawford in a Division VI boys state semi. Rushi to follow at 8:30, and the Raiders' opponent is Arlington, which knocked off Delta St. John's last weekend. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47, the site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, the atmosphere is becoming electric here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green State University. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Marion local Flyers enter the game tonight 25-2. Only two setbacks to Delphin St. John's, 55-43 on January 17th, and Rushi, 55-29 on February 15th. Last year, the Flyers lost out in a district championship game to Lima Central Catholic and returned this season under head coach Kurt Guttemiller on a mission. I dropped in to see Coach Guttemiller earlier this week, and I asked him to comment on the growth of this year's Flyers team and when he thought he had a state championship contending Division VI squad.
You know, we started off obviously late with the football success that we've had, and we started out, you know, 11-0 before losing at Delphi St. John's, and, you know, at that time I wasn't real sure how good we were. Our schedule, we played some inexperienced teams, and I knew the teeth of our schedule was coming up really in February when we beat the likes of Coldwater and Spencerville on the same weekend, and some of the good teams we had to play in February. You know, that gave me an idea that, hey, we can compete with just about anybody. Of course, Rushi handed it to us pretty good in the last game of the regular season, but other than that, you know, I felt like, man, this group has a chance, and you looked at the tournament road, and you thought, you know, we can compete with anybody in our path.
Hey, at 6'8", Niekamp can really shoot it inside, outside, Mesher downhill, so tough to guard.
Yeah, Austin's a very big key for us on both sides of the ball. He protects the paint defensively, but on offense, you know, he's able as a five-man to space the floor and draw his man away from the basket, and that definitely opens up the driving lanes for our other guys. And obviously, Braden's our point guard and a huge part of our success. You know, he's our team leader. He's a strong kid. He can get downhill, as you said, and finish around the rim and distributes the ball well to our other guys. But, you know, it's a total team effort. You know, we hang our hat defensively in this program. We, you know, how we guard is probably the most important thing, and we rebound the ball quite well. And we got all, you know, a lot of kids doing that well for us. Yeah, we have not been a great free throw shooting team all year, but we showed up big in the regional final. We were 21 of 27 from the line that day, and Ryan Holman was 10 of 10, 8 of 8 in the fourth quarter. It was great to see a senior kid step up like that, and that gave us a comfortable lead that we were able to finish off against Anna. So we hope that continues. We hope we gain some confidence from those free throws, because you know they're going to be important in close games here.
A quick synopsis of Colonel Crawford.
They're well coached. They got a veteran coach. David Sheldon is a very well-respected coach around the state. They got an excellent point guard, number 20, can really get to the rim, and he can shoot it. He pretty much makes everything happen for them. They got a big kid inside, 6'5 kid that's strong that will try to match up with our size inside. And they got some pieces that can shoot it around the point guard. It'll be a tough matchup for us. We've got a lot of respect for Colonel Crawford. We think they're a fine basketball team. I think we got a real good shot. If we play our game, play Marion local basketball, I think we got a real good shot.
Well, the two young men for Colonel Crawford, about whom Coach Guttemiller was referring, Braden Holt and Payne DeGray, average 18 and 15 respectively. Holt, a 6'1 junior, DeGray, a 6'5 junior in the middle. There are two 40% three-point shooters on this Colonel Crawford team. Holt at 44%, and guard Logan Goddard, a 5'10 senior, at 41%. It is a staunch opponent for Marion Local here today, that is for sure. Coach Gunnemiller has had an outstanding coaching career. He's a graduate of Marion Local back in 1992. He played for the legendary head coach Jack Albers at Marion. And after 4 years of college, Kirk chose education as a field. He's been at Minster High School, served as an assistant at both Marion Local with Keith Westrick and at Minster with longtime head coach Mike Lee. 14 years for Coach Gunnemiller now at Marion Local. Both teams have had their turn shooting around on the floor. Colonel Crawford just left. Marion Local finishing up down to our far end of the court here at Bowling Green. Tell you what, this Colonel Crawford team, Chuck, looked well built. It was a solid looking club.
They are. I'm watching them shoot too. A lot of basketballs were going through the rim. I ran into one of their assistant coaches way before the game, and I said, "Are you glad it's a basketball game?" And he started laughing, and he goes, "Absolutely."
We're going to return with a little more about these two clubs, some additional info on the Colonel Crawford Eagles and the Marion Local Flyers when we come back. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air in part thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components are Marion Local has got to establish its defense early on, make it difficult for Colonel Crawford to score. Austin Niekamp would like to sink his first couple threes and spread out that Colonel Crawford defense at that end of the court. Meanwhile, Braden Mesher wants to get his game going toward the basket. He's a tough customer to stop. Those are the key building components for tonight's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. These two teams have combined for 50 wins. They've lost just three. Marion Local Flyers, Colonel Crawford Eagles, coming up shortly here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
The Stroh Center here at Bowling Green is buzzing. A sea of black and gold across the way representing North Robinson, Colonel Crawford, which is situated in Crestline, Ohio, right on the Crawford and Richland County lines. Blue and gold from Marion Local all over the place behind us. Chuck, I like the arena. Seats about 5,000. It's a bowl-like facility. 18 to 20 rows or so all the way around. And I bet 4,300 of the 5,000 seats are occupied right now.
Not bad for the first game, right? I mean, there's quite a crowd here, and both sides are well represented.
Okay, the pathway taken by the Marion Local Flyers to the state tournament this year, a lot different than in 2018 when Marion Local won the title. The Flyers that season lost back-to-back games to Lima, Shawnee, and Coldwater in December. A week later, dropped a game to Anna. Marion Local entered the second week of January in 2018 with a 5-win, 3-loss record. From that point on, they rattled off 20 wins in 21 games. Only loss was at Fort Loramie on February 3rd. 13 wins in a row by Marion Local in 2018 to win the state title. They caught and passed for Sales with an unbeaten record in the Midwest Athletic Conference, took the league title. They swept through the sectional and district, beat Fort Loramie in a rematch to claim the regional title. And then Marion Local in 2018 defied all the odds makers by beating highly favored Cornerstone Christian to win the Division IV state championship in double overtime. A star in that game for the Flyers was the late Tyler Mesher. He is with us today in spirit as the sixth man of Marion Local, and his brother Braden stars on this edition of Marion Local Basketball.
I'll tell you what, that was such a fun team to watch.
Yep.
And boy, I'll tell you what, Mesher was a basketball player, and it is so sad when somebody that young is gone, but he left a legacy that lives up at Marion Local High School.
Tyler Mesher, a sixth man for Marion Local here today, much like former Rushi basketball coach Dave Borchers, a sixth man in spirit for the Rushi Raiders here in the state tournament this year as well.
Yep. It's going to be a fun game, I think.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Office at 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, the on-site food pantry, just to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, Shelby County Veterans Services, 937-498-7282. Schedule an appointment. For more info, you can visit our website at shelbycountyveterans.org. That's veterans plural, shelbycountyveterans.org. Or look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We are here to serve you. A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Production Support Inc. and Rushi, thank you so much. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards at Production Support and Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products. We offer assembly and warehousing too. Production Support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check the website productionsupportinc.com, productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast and the many schools and athletic programs in the region it follows with online coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. Coming up later on this evening, tip at 8:30, airtime 7:50 for Rushi and Arlington, which conquered Delta St. John's in a regional championship game last weekend. Tomorrow, tip at 5:15, on the air at 4:30, as the Fort Laramie girls battle Waterford in a repeat of the D4 girls state title game 1 year ago, won by Fort Laramie 42-29. Redskins right back there against Waterford once more. I think only three or four Fort Laramie players on the roster this year were on that roster a season ago, including, of course, Avery Brandewey and Victoria Mesher. Right. Waterford's got every single girl back here in 2025.
And I think I'm correct about this. Waterford won the state the year before against New Knoxville.
Right.
All those girls were, of course, freshmen, I think. And now here they are back trying to win it for the second time. I think Laramie will have the advantage, but one of Laramie's problems is when you got a big girl inside, sometimes Brandewey and Mesher struggle against height. And that is the only thing that might give Waterford a chance tomorrow.
It's boys basketball tonight, a doubleheader here at Bowling Green. Game one, Marion Local, Colonel Crawford. Game two, Rushi Arlington. Tip off about 7 minutes or so away. We'll return with more from the Stroh Center shortly here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We are Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. We've gone local, truly local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've got for you Hunt Brothers Pizza, the Happy Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee, too. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Now, these Marion Local Flyers have been led all year long by Niekamp, Mesher, and Kramer. Niekamp shoots the three. Kramer can pop threes with the best of them. Braden Mesher has that mid-range pull-up. He likes to drive and take it to the cup. All of them play excellent defense. And it was Holman who did in Anna for Marion Local in the regional championship game. 10 points, 8 of 10 at the free throw line.
Yeah, he just stood up there and knocked free throw after free throw. And that's how you win games this time of year.
For Marion Local, Grant Kramer's at 13 points a game. Ryan Holman's at 6.5. Austin Niekamp at 19. He's a 41% three-point shooter. Cale Arnes, a freshman, playing his best basketball of the season. 6'3 at a forward spot. Braden Mesher out front, 11 a game, a 6'2" junior. That's the opening five for Marion Local. For Colonel Crawford, Logan Goddard, 6.7 a game, a 5'10 senior. John DeGray at a wing, a 6'3 sophomore at 10 a game. Braden Holt runs the show, 18 a game, a 6'1 junior, a 44% three-point shooter. Caden Bruner, 3 points a game, a 6'2 senior up front, along with Payne DeGray in the middle, 15 a game, 75% shooter from the floor, 6'5" tall. And he will give Austin Niekamp all he can handle. That's a battle to watch. A duel right there. Niekamp and DeGray in the post.
And then Mesher and Holt on the outside. That's going to be fun to watch.
Star Spangled Banner upcoming. Then we've got the tip. It's Marion Local and Colonel Crawford here on Scores Broadcast.com.
we offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bodkins is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several $1,000s to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today. Or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
A really strong cheering section from near Bucyrus, Crestline, Ohio, the home of Colonel Crawford, has filled the stands. Great crowd from Colonel Crawford, which is just down 75 and east of Ways on 30. Very local folks had to travel much further
Flyers represented extremely well, too. I'd say it's darn near equal. Black and gold far side, blue and gold near side. Marion Local, the road team on the scoreboard, attired in the blue with gold numbers and gold trim. Colonel Crawford, gold numbers and black trim, white from top to bottom, gold and black piping down the sides of the shirts and shorts. First confrontation of the game between DeGray at the post and Niekamp of Marion Local. It's at center circle. Jump ball is won by Colonel Crawford to our right. Coming out to catch 30 feet away is Payne DeGray, averaging 15 a game. He gives it up, gets it back, and it's ripped away, nearly stolen by Braden Mesher. Boy, he played tug of war on the ball. Stepped on the boundary below the basket, nearly swiped it. Ball inbound to deep right corner to Braden Holt, leading scorer on the year. 18 points a game. Holt on the arc. Dribbles 20 feet away, goes to center court. On him here right now is Cale Arnes. Double team arrives. Niekamp and Arnes. Ball fed baseline right to Caden Bruner. Caden Bruner dumps it down into the paint area to Payne DeGray at 6'5". Left-handed hook from 7 feet. No, off the flange. Rebound of a Marion Local. Here come the Flyers. First possession. Colonel Crawford had the ball for about 45 seconds. Mesher at the elbow on the right. Here's a reach in and a jump. Good defensive play by Braden Holt. Good call by the official. There was no contact with the player. Held ball, ball out of bounds to Marion Local, which did not win the opening tip, thus gets this possession.
Well, Colonel Crawford got exactly what they wanted out of their first possession. He just missed the shot.
Ryan Holman catches in the right corner for Marion Local. His jumper's off the rim, no good. Rebound by the Flyers, who get it back. Mesher head of the key to Holman, left baseline. And he drives, powers to the basket, got it for two, and a foul, an and one for Holman. He sparkled for the Flyers against the Hannah Rockets. He's off to a fine start here tonight. 2-0 Marion Local. Holman at the stripe to continue his red-hot free throw shooting. It's high in the air, and he connects. 3-0 Marion Local over Colonel Crawford, which, as Chuck noted seconds ago, had a good first possession, but couldn't get the shot to go from the big man, Payne DeGray, right in front of the rim. Outside the lane to the right, it is Holt. Holt has the ball for Colonel Crawford. Jab step, zigzags, dribbles behind the back, a fadeaway 15-footer over Arnes, wide left. Rebound, Holman. Holman outlet to Mesher. Mesher darts down the right side of the floor for Marion Local. On the arc to Holman for three. Swish! Swish! Ryan Holman from downtown. He's got six, and Marion Local's got six. 6-0 Flyers. We've played nearly 2 minutes first quarter. DeGray, top of the circle. Payne DeGray hands off to brother John. And John fumbles the ball. It's muffed. Stolen on the play by Holman. Holman survives contact. Nash is down the right side. Gives it to Mesher. Mesher top of the key. Foul line below the stripe. Hand off to Arnes. And we've got a whistle away from the action. And 3 seconds in the lane, maybe against Marion Local.
That's what they call, but that's kind of a horse crap call. He got into the lane, found somebody to get rid of it. You don't call that in a state semifinal.
I would agree. Nobody was congested down in the paint. Somebody might add a half a sneaker in there. High right with the ball, John DeGray. Goes below the foul line. He pivots, banks it up over Holman, and scores. 8-footer, John DeGray of Colonel Crawford, 6-2, Marion Local. 5:25 to go in the first. Mesher has an opening. He bullies his way into the lane, meets resistance, throws the Niekamp on the arc. Long, high-arching tray, hits the back iron. The board to Mesher. Mesher scrapped to get the rebound. Drives, power move. Mesher muscles it up and in for two more. Patented Braden Mesher right there. 8-2, Marion Local. 5 minutes left opening quarter. Flyers got a big second chance of that possession. Foul line, John DeGray enters the paint for Colonel Crawford. On the arc to Holt. Holt starts a drive, pulls up, foul line, bothered by Arnes, releases late, it's short. Nice taken defense. Away by the Flyers.
Nice defense by Arnes.
Marion Local down the floor, up 8-2. Great measure, end of the key, whips it left corner to Holman. Holman's got six already for Marion Local. Nobody guards Braden Mesher, who sets and shoots the three ball. Off to the right, no good. Rebound taken down by Holt. Holt comes scurrying down the floor. Top of the key, guns the bomb. No, it's a round and off. Rebound by Mesher for Marion Local. Fast break underway. He pulls up below the basket. It's yanked away by Colonel Crawford. Good effort for Braden Holt, who then throws it off Mesher, and he goes out of bounds to the Eagles.
Yeah, Braden got a little too deep that time, and good defense by Holt.
8-2 in favor of Marion Local, 4:15 to go first quarter. Change for the Flyers. Grant Kramer is out. Daniel Everman in. Grant, 5'11 junior, fine three-point shooter. Replaced by Everman, 5'10 senior. Here is Payne DeGray at 6'5. He's got the ball at the elbow, far side of the floor. Comes back near side to Parker Weithman in off the bench, a 5'10 sophomore. Weithman gave it up, got it back. Mesher on him. Colonel Crawford is snarled offensively. Mary Local's defense has been stout. And trying to travel through the paint area is Braden Holt for Colonel Crawford. Nearly tied up the Marion Local, which reached in and fouled him. It's Common. Ball inbounded below the rim of Braden Holt. 3:42 to go in the first quarter. Marion Local 8. Colonel Crawford 2. Colonel Crawford averaging way better than 60 on the season. Been held to two so far here in the first quarter until that drive to the basket by Payne DeGray. Looked like he might have run over a Flyer defender who stood strong outside the lane area. But Payne DeGray managed to maintain balance, get a shot to go in off the backboard, and he's got a free throw attempt coming. That was a tough call to accept for Marion Local. Looked like it could have been a charge.
Well, when you drop a shoulder and you put your shoulder in the defender's chest and he falls down, 9 times out of 10, that's a charge.
Well, Payne DeGray misfires on the foul shot. Marion Local gets a reprieve of sorts. 8-4 in favor of Marion Local. Holman on the arc. Straight away to Niekamp. To Everman. 25 feet out on the right. Here's a curl to Kramer. Kramer slides down the lane. Juggled the ball. Got it back. Blocked below the rim. To John DeGray of Colonel Crawford. Loose ball picked up on the arc. And it scored! Bumped in by Ryan Holman. What a beauty. Woo! Holman, 8 points so far in this game for Marion Local, which leads 11-4, 2:55 to go in the first. Dead eye was Holman. Again, the Flyers got a second look at the basket and made it pay off. Here is Payne DeGray in the middle, backing down on Niekamp. Backs him down. And he shoots and scores. High off the window and through. That was nearly a point blanker. A baby pivot shot right in front of the iron. He just simply got too deep on Niekamp. 11-6 Marion Local. Ball thrown by Niekamp into the paint to Mesher. Mesher goes up strong against the smaller defensive man and cradles one in off the window. Mesher doing what he does at a guard position. He gets down below the foul stripe into the rim often. 13-6 Flyers. Steal by Mesher. Mesher starts to go up the right side of the floor. He's clearly fouled with the body by Colonel Crawford, but he's deemed by the official to have palmed the ball.
That's what he said. So far, that official is 0 for 3 on calls.
He's made some goofy ones. 13-6, Marion Local up 7, 2:05 to go in the first.
Maybe they'll take his whistle and let the other two guys call the game.
Outside the arc on the left with the basketball, John DeGray throws to Payne DeGray in the middle. And Marion Local double teams, triple teams, and steals. Braden Mesher drops down the floor to the head of the key. Long three-pointer, Kramer, 27-footer, hit the back iron. The board sails out to Arns, back to Kramer again. It rimmed. Niekamp on the stick back, foul against Colonel Crawford. Austin Niekamp toes the line for two. Flyers lead 13-6, 1:37 left here in the first.
Five offensive rebounds now for the Flyers.
Oh, boy, they have crashed the offensive board, giving that unit second opportunities. Flyers have cashed in. Free throw, Niekamp, yes. 14-6, Marion Local up 8. strength of schedule advantage. Marion Local playing in the Midwest Athletic Conference versus Colonel Crawford, which takes part in the Northern 10 Conference. Second free throw, Niekamp got it again. Flyers continue their solid free throw shooting. It came on strong right at the end of the regular season. It's held solid in the tournament. It was 21 of 27 against Anna. Here in the left corner is Payne DeGray, the big man, with the ball for Colonel Crawford, which is down 9. 80 seconds to go in the first. Now to Braden Holt, head of the key. Nice drive into the lane. Hand off to Payne DeGray. Shot blocked. He got it back. Blocked again. And then a two-shot foul on Marion Local. Man, it looked like Payne DeGray on the second rebound, Chuck, after his initial miss. Climbed the ladder, went over the back. That was ignored. Foul went against Marion on the shot attempt.
Okay, I'm just going to call the game now. The officials aren't very good.
Free throw by DeGray is through. 6'5 junior, 70% at the line. 75% shooter from the floor. He's huffing and puffing. 6'5 inches tall, averages 15. Makes the initial foul shot. Misses the second way too hard. Rebound measure of Marion Local in the backcourt. Niekamp was knocked down. He's bumped again as he enters the half court inside the top of the circle. Oh, a great entry pass. Out on the arc. Thrown by measure. Down into Niekamp. Spinning shot is good. Austin Niekamp, 7-footer. Danced around the rim and dropped through.
DeGray's trying to be physical with Marion Local. They have no idea what physical is.
Here's a pass by Colonel Crawford, a 30-foot heave, high right to the left corner. Marion Local nearly swiped it, deflected it, out of bounds. 17-7 Flyers, 42 ticks left on the clock, late in the first. Marion Local's calling card all year defense. It is mighty tough here today. You can bet the Eagles have not seen defensive half-court performance like this on the campaign. Dribbling baseline right with the ball of John DeGray. John DeGray runs into Holman. John DeGray dribbles right off his foot, his knee, his leg. It goes out of bounds, and the ball is given to Colonel Crawford. There have been about four or five really raunchy calls so far in this game.
If this was the NFL, I'd be talking about keeping a team close.
Flyer players, a couple of them chuckled after that last call. They couldn't believe it.
He's looking right at it. I don't know how he missed it.
13 seconds to go, first quarter. Marion Local up 10, 17-7. On the arc, here's Braden Holt dribbling. Here comes the double team, the hedge. He's got to give it up. Throws right corner to John DeGray with a second to go. Intercepted by Kramer, who gets away a midcourt shot off to the right, no good. Quarter closes. All Marion Local, despite very poor officiating, that went against the Flyers in the first 8 minutes. 17-7, Marion Local in the lead over Colonel Crawford on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Oh, welcome back to a rowdy Stroh Center here at Bowling Green. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, 17-7, Marion Local after one. Attacking right in front of us, it's Colonel Crawford. Marion Local's done a great job on the fine guard, Braden Holt. He's averaging 18 points a game, Chuck. Phenomenal D on him.
Absolutely.
Ball thrown into the lane to Big Payne DeGray. Tries to work on Niekamp, can't do it. Throws to Holt on the arc. and he dumps it down inside to John DeGray for a nifty reverse layup. He's got it.
Nice pass. Good look.
17-9, Marion Local. 30 seconds gone here in quarter number two. Holman gives it up deep left corner. It is Mesher, who skips it cross court to Kramer. Shot fake. Baseline. Nearly uncontested. Then draws contact. Two-shot foul coming. Nicely done. Grant Kramer, 5'11 junior. He is a solid free throw shooter, pushing 70% on the year. Eyes the bucket and knocks it down. 18-9 Marion Local, which continues to shoot fouls here in the tournament extremely well.
Made their first four today so far.
Kramer again, and he drops it home. 10-point lead, Marion Local, 19-9. Each team with 2 points here in quarter number two. We played 50 seconds. Braden Holt on the arc. Swings it out back to Logan Goddard. He got away with a walk. No call. Gives it up left corner, John DeGray. Baseline left, Payne DeGray. He works it off to Niekamp. Wow. Uses the rim as a defender. Sneaks below the basket. Reverse shot. Good.
He's pretty good.
19-11, Marion Local. Braden Mesher. Dribble drive through the lane. Gives it up on the arc to Holman. Outside the arc on the left to Braden Mesher. 19-11, Marion Local. We played 90 seconds here in quarter number two. Niekamp mid-post. Hand off to Braden Mesher, cutting. He dribbles below the basket. A lot of contact. And the ball's loose on the deck. Touched by Colonel Crawford while the player is straddling the baseline on the floor. Ball out of bounds to Marion Local to the left of the rim. Inbound to Kramer, in the paint to Niekamp. Niekamp might have shuffled, no call. Back to Kramer, top of the key, foul line, enters the lane area. Awkward off-balance delivery, it's online but strong. Rebound down to Colonel Crawford, which trails by eight. Here's Braden Holt, pull up, 17-foot J inside the arc, over arms. Good! Dandy look by Braden Holt, 6'1 junior, four straight points by the Eagles, 19-13, Marion Local. 5:54 to go, second quarter. Cale Arns outside the arc on the left, straight away Niekamp. Payne DeGray checks him 23 feet away. Near side Kramer, far left wing Ryan Holman. Holman looks in the middle of the floor, can't find anybody. Niekamp pops out, catches, shoots, a long one. Good! A three-pointer. Austin Niekamp, that was a rainbow.
It was. That was a big shot. The Colonel Crawford was getting excited.
A skyscraper by Austin Niekamp. And he drilled it. 22-13 in favor of Marion Local. There's a good call against Holt of Colonel Crawford as he went bouncing high dribble through the paint area. And to still continue to move without putting it on the floor before a pass to a teammate, and that's a walk.
Yeah, he has a tendency to do a discontinued dribble, too. He really palms the basketball.
Yeah. Back of the foul line, open Kramer, Marion Local. His man left him, shot no. Rebound down to Colonel Crawford, 22-13 Flyers. 3 minutes played here in quarter number two. Here's John DeGray outside the arc. Got a nice pass on the play from Goddard. Drove to the rim and missed the bunny. Wide open look. Quickly down the floor. Mesher for Marion Local. Shot blocked around the rim to Payne DeGray. Loose ball stuffed up by Colonel Crawford. Up ahead to Holt. Marion Local by nine. Oh, errant pass intended to DeGray in the post. Picked off by Holman. He raced up the floor. Got away with a walk. Threw it out back to Niekamp, who chucked up a triple quickly. Wide left. Rebound Colonel Crawford. Down the floor, right corner. Out of Payne DeGray baseline. Works on Niekamp around him. Up and in. Foul called. 3-point chance. Payne DeGray for Colonel Crawford. Two fouls on Niekamp, who's got to shut off that baseline drive. Force that defender back to the middle of the paint where there might be some help. 22-15 Marion Local. Couple personals on Niekamp. Free throw Payne DeGray. Front rim, backboard, front rim and in.
Payne DeGray is pretty darn good.
He sure is. He is really stout, broad-shouldered, good footwork from 10 feet on in.
Here's Arnes on the arc for Marion Local, which leads by 6, 22-16. Biggest spread was 10. Down to 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Straight away, Mesher thought about taking the three, then he unloads. Short. Loose ball, rebound, right corner. John DeGray got the shot. Head coach Kirk Detemiller wanted right there.
You can't think that long before you shoot the ball.
Braden Holt on the arc. Gave it up to a teammate. Here's a 17-foot jump shot, right wing, as it was passed back from Goddard to Braden Holt, and he sinks it. That mid-range pull-up, boy, that's his baby. He loves it. That's his specialty. 22-18. Marion Local up 4. Here comes Colonel Crawford. Great rebound. DeCamp in the lane. Spinning on DeGray. Goes to the rim and gives him a dose of his own medicine. Good play by DeCamp.
Good footwork. Yeah. These two big guys putting on a show offensively.
A half hook by DeCamp right in front. A beauty. 24-18. Marion Local. They have been whittled down to 22-18 at the 3:20 mark. On the arc with the ball, Logan Goddard. Goddard, the senior guard, feeds it right corner Holt. Holt goes opposite side of the floor to Garden, Goddard, way off with a three-point delivery. Long rebound to Marion Local. Wasted possession there by the Eagles. Shot barely caught iron. 24-18, Marion Local, 2:39 to go, second quarter. Braden Mesher, deep left corner to Arnes, high left to DeCamp, on top to Mesher. Defense right now for the opponent, Colonel Crawford, Chuck.
Still playing man-to-man. They're chasing everybody through.
Holman to Braden Mesher, right flank. Colonel Crawford dares Braden to shoot from outside. He takes it inside, bikes up a runner, and rimmed out. He got his own rebound, though, in the left corner. Hits a cutter down the lane. It's Cale Arnes. Collision defensive foul in the act of shooting. Cale will get two at the stripe. Nice play. Mesher, Marion Local, started to crash the paint area. Sent people to the rim. Mesher found Arnes. Couple foul shots coming. 2:13 left here in the half. 24-18, Marion Local. Free throw missed by Arnes. Flyers have been 5 for 5 at the stripe. Second free throw by Cale here. DeCamp sits with two fouls. Think he'll be down the rest of the half, Chuck?
I would think so, unless they bring him in with the offense with not much time left.
An offense-defense type thing. Second free throw by Cale Arnes. Swish. 25-18, Marion Local up 7. 2 minutes to go, first half.
Brennan Hess, the freshman, in there now guarding DeGray.
Oh, he's a standout performer. Brennan Hess at 6'4 on the court now defensively for Marion Local. He subbed in for DeCamp. Top of the circle, John DeGray gives it off to Braden Holt. Here comes the double team. He's got to find the open man. Baseline right. He goes to Payne DeGray, powering to the rim, and he's bothered on the play. Good defense by Hess. Hess was a nuisance on that shot. DeGray left it short from 4 feet. Marion Local got the board. Down the floor, Everman. Big possession here. Flyers up 7. 90 seconds to go, first half. 30 feet out, Mesher hangs on. Gives it up near side to Hess. To Mesher straight away. Sagging defense for Colonel Crawford. Marion Local says, we'll take time off the clock. We're up 7. 70 seconds to go here in the first half of the game. Foul away from the action. It's below the rim against Colonel Crawford. And here comes DeCamp back on the floor while the Flyers have the ball in the inbounds at the offensive end.
Well, I'd like to see him run something and get Grant Kramer an open three. He hasn't had one yet, and boy, that kid can shoot it.
7-point lead, Flyers. Inbounding the ball right of the rim. Marion Local lobbed out back to Kramer. Kramer on a weave to Everman. Near side measure. He's checked loosely. Goes to Kramer, 25 feet away. Faked the three, wanted to drive, gave it back to Mesher. 1 minute to go here in the first half. Marion Local up 7, 25-18. Deep left corner, Mesher unguarded. Long three ball, hit the rim. Unmolested rebound, low on the right, taken down by Holt. Here comes Holt up the floor for Colonel Crawford. Spin move, top of the circle, foul line. Gives it up, three-point shooter, deep left corner. It is too strong. Missed on the play, but Parker Weichman, he's had a couple from over there. Neither one close. That one actually caught the rim on the way by. The first one did not.
Marion Local says go ahead and shoot those if you want.
Yep, and they're been Marion on the other end. They're telling Mesher, shoot the basketball.
Yep. And Braden's got to be very selective on those long rangers. Up seven, 18 seconds to go in the half. Flyers play for one. Mesher hangs on near midcourt at the Bowling Green logo. Everybody else standing around. Niekamp at the foul stripe. We're down to five to go. Top of the circle, Kramer. Kramer steps in, shoots the three. Short, no good. Rebound, Mesher missed it. Might have been deflected just before the buzzer. Half ends. Marion Local's biggest lead, 10. Colonel Crawford cut it to four at 22-18 with 3:20 left in the second. It's back to seven. Flyers 25, Eagles 18. Halftime here on Score is broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Marion Local up a 7, 25-18 over Colonel Crawford in the boys' D6 state semifinal. The proud sponsor and Scores broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane offers propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that began in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. 7-point lead Flyers at the half, which is brought to you by Porcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
Well, I'm trying to find out what their stat sheet looks like. individual or team rebounding, 18-9 rebounding advantage for Marion Local. 7-1 on the offensive boards. The Eagles turned it 7 times. Flyers turned it 3. Individual scoring for Marion Local. They were led by Ryan Homan, who scored 9 in the first quarter, and then Austin Niekamp, who had 9 for the first half. Then it drops all the way down to Measure with 4. They got 2 out of Kramer on free throws. Cale Arms had 1 free throw, but did a real nice job defensively. 6 of 7 from the free throw line for the Flyers. On the other side, Payne DeGray has 10. They got 4 from Holt and 4 from John DeGray. They scored 7 and 11, and they trail it 25-18 at the half.
Interestingly, Chuck, Colonel Crawford, 47% from the floor, didn't get as many shots as Marion Local, which got to the free throw line more often than its opponent. And as you noted, big rebounding edge Flyers. That's the major difference in the game right there.
It is. And defensively, I thought the Flyers had a really good game plan.
Yep.
DeGray had a real nice second quarter. So, you know, they need to make sure they keep him out. Niekamp has to avoid that third foul.
That's a good point. He's got 2. Austin Niekamp in the middle for the Flyers. 2 personal fouls. Marion Local up 7. 25-18. That is halftime here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. On the air during this segment of our presentation, thanks to Schnipple Construction in Watkins and Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Hello and welcome back here on scoresbroadcast.com as I get my throat cleared. 25-18 Marion Local over Colonel Crawford, which has gotten six of its eight baskets from its top two players on the squad, Payne DeGray and Braden Holt. They are very, very good, and Marion Local has got to do its best to keep those two young men, DeGray and Holt, from warming up here in the third quarter of this game. Flyers with possession up 7, 25-18 as we start the third. Marion Local right in front of us at this end of the Stroh center floor at Bowling Green. Foul line measure. He's doubled. Finds an open player. Harnes down on the inside. Shot blocked. No good. Rebound up by Niekamp on the rim. Good. It fell in. Colonel Crawford double team Niekamp out near the foul line and forgot about a Marion Local Flyer below the rim. He was wide open. The coverage was late. Marion Local eventually got the basket to go. Here's a shot blocked in the lane by Niekamp. He crammed DeGray, who got the loose ball right baseline. Let's see if Colonel Crawford goes right back to the big man. Here's Holt driving. Pull up Jay. 16-footer. Elbow right side. Rim. Backboard. No. Rebound Mesher down the floor to Holman for Marion Local, which leads by 9. Oh, a great feed. Holman to Mesher. Splendid pass. That was artful.
Yes, boy. Great pass.
Biggest lead of the game for the Flyers, 11. 29-18. Outstanding start to the second half. Here is DeGray in the post, back to the basket. Now he wanders out near the arc. Powers inside against Niekamp. No shot. Here's Holt, 25 feet away. Holt, corner, baseline, underneath the rim. Throws to a three-point shooter on the arc. Here's Logan Goddard. Intercepted. Taken away by Arnes. Arnes down the floor against the defender. And he beats Braden Holt to the rack. Six straight points. Six straight points by Marion Local to kick off the third quarter. 13-point lead. 31-18 Flyers over the Eagles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Quick work to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street, the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Chris Siegel, Renee Mesher, Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here is John DeGray with the ball in the post for Colonel Crawford. Throws to Holt on the arc. Here comes the double team, Mesher and Arnes. Holt's got to give it up. Ball thrown right corner to Goddard. Into the post to Payne DeGray. Another double team. Payne is shackled. Payne DeGray can't do anything with it. Flips it on the arc. Gets it back. Ducks under. Spins on Niekamp. One-hand bank shot. Hits it. Boy, did Colonel Crawford work long and hard.
He worked real hard for those 2 points.
31-20, Marion Local. Mesher not guarded. Goes foul line. On the arc to Niekamp for three. Hits the front ring. Rebound over the back, I think, on Braden Mesher of Marion Local. Flyer bench. Thought it was a shove off on Colonel Crawford. 50-50 call. It's one you've got to accept. It was sold by the referee you play on. Biggest lead for Marion Local was 31-18 with 5:40 left in the third. Colonel Crawford now a chance to make consecutive baskets. Here's Holt down the floor. On the arc, he goes to Parker Weithman, 5'10 sophomore. Baseline right to DeGray. DeGray muscling, blocked on the play by Niekamp. Loose ball, baseline right. Fadeaway shot by Weithman, around and out. And the rebound comes down to Marion Local. Up the floor, Mesher. 31-20 Flyers. Mesher way cross court to Kramer. Drives baseline. He's ruled to have stepped out. He took a bump. No foul called. Turnover Flyers. That's one of those contact situations you got to survive. He was nudged a little bit, but I think that was the proper decision by the official. He stepped out of bounds. Here is Colonel Crawford with the ball, top of the circle, thrown to Big Payne DeGray in the middle. He slides around Niekamp, slid his feet, threw it up way short. Loose ball below the basket. Marion Local can't make the save. Out of bounds it goes to Colonel Crawford, which trails by 11. 31-24 and a half to go here in the third quarter. It has been all Flyers so far, which got six straight points from Ryan Holman to start the game. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, exactly.
11-point advantage for Marion Local. Late substitution here by Colonel Crawford before the ball is inbounded. Have you ever seen anybody huff and puff as much as Payne DeGray?
He looks tired, but they're asking him to do an awful lot.
Uh-huh. Ball inbounded to Holt, right corner, swerves below the basket, and sneaks out in front of the rim and drops it through with the offhand. He made it with the left. That was a crafty play by Holt, leading scorer on the year for Colonel Crawford. 9-point game. Niekamp in the post to Fort Loramie. Turnaround one-hander, hit the rim, bounced away. 9-point lead, Flyers. It was 13. On the arc, it's Holt straight away against Arnes. Eagles trying to put together a run of points. Jab step by Holt. Foul line below it. Into the lane against Arnes. He pivots. Arnes crammed him. What a play. Great block by Arnes. Outlet to Mesher. Feeds a player coming in from the left wing. It's Holman. Holman on the finish at the rim.
Good defense at the other end. And boy, did they run the floor.
The block at one end. It led to the transition two-pointer at the other for Marion Local, which leads by 11 again. 33-22. Deep right corner, it's DeGray. Lost the handle, got it back. High dribble by DeGray, 25 feet away. Oh, he runs over Niekamp. He tried to bully his way along the right baseline. He clobbered Niekamp, sent him flying. Offensive foul on Colonel Crawford. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller says, spread the floor. This trip down, 3:16 to go in the third. We're up 11. We are in no hurry.
Let's pick up some fouls.
The ball walked across by Braden Mesher. Mesher goes near side to Everman. Daniel Everman, 5'10 senior on the hardwood. Niekamp flares off into the left corner now. Ball thrown straight away to Kramer, now Arnes. Arnes checked by Holt. Near side pass to Mesher. On him is John DeGray. Far left wing, Arnes tried to pass to Niekamp, tipped, and the ball hits the floor, and it's gobbled up on the play by Colonel Crawford, which produces the steal. Here's Holt, little pick and roll, into the lane to DeGray. Body foul by Braden Mesher. Good call there by the referee. It's Common. Ball out of bounds to Colonel Crawford with 2:35 to go in the third.
That's two on Mesher, but that's not a real problem at this point.
Mesher with two, Niekamp with two. 11-point lead, Marion Local. Colonel Crawford's Holt on the arc. Swings it left corner to Goddard. Mid-post, back to the basket, Payne to Gray. Works. Backs down, Niekamp, who's got two fouls, and lays it in up over the outstretched fingertips of Niekamp. Boy, does he get down deep with the basketball. He's strong and sturdy. Backs down Niekamp time and time again. Mesher nice through the lane for Marion Local. Nowhere to go. He shuffled. He walked with the ball. Turnover Flyers. 2:10 to go in the third. 9-point game. Time out called. 33-24. Marion Local up 9. 2 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the third stanza on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Yep, Colonel Crawford gets the ball after an error, a floor mistake by Marion Local. And the Eagles have scored 6 of the last 8. It was a 13-point game at 31-18. It's now 33-24, 9-point contest. 2 minutes to go, third period. Braden Holt, top of the circle with the ball for Colonel Crawford. He's been held in check. How many for him, Chuck?
Holt's got 6.
He's averaging 15.5 on the season. Here is Big Payne to Gray at the foul line. He works hard into the lane. A wild hook shot is in the air. It is dancing on the iron. It comes off. Almost went in. Rebounded by Mesher. Mesher storms down the floor, meets resistance outside the lane on the right. He might have gotten away with a walk. No call. Holder, deep right corner. Into the paint to Niekamp for the Flyers. Niekamp works on DeGray. 7-foot bank shot short. Rebound bobble. Niekamp had it. Taken away by Payne DeGray. Minute 25 to go in the third. Down the floor to Holt. Foul line. Twisting, turning. Finds an open player underneath the rim. Reverse layup. Yes. John DeGray. 33-26. Back comes Colonel Crawford, which has shaved a 13-point deficit to 7. 105 to go, third quarter. Mesher midcourt for Marion Local. Outside the arc on the left, it goes to Kramer. Grant Kramer with the ball near side to Holman. Holman looks at the official. 5-second count was on briefly. Back to Mesher, 48 seconds to go in the third. Marion Local ahead by 7. Flyers have spread the floor. Looks like they are interested in playing for a shot. 1 here at the end of the third quarter, which is down to 36 seconds remaining. Mesher at the timeline. Guarded by John DeGray. Mesher hangs on. No 5-second count. Not sure why. Now they back off. Clearly no 5-second count on Mesher. He's got the ball 2 steps from midcourt. With 19 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Marion Local up 33-26. Who will the Flyers feature on this last play of the third period? Coach Guttermiller says start the attack. 7-6-5. Orange, top of the key with 4. Tries to go back cut for Kramer, and he is blocked off. He can't get to the ball. He was sealed, and he goes out of bounds. 1.7 remaining. In backcourt, it's John DeGray, a long 60-foot heave and short. And that's how the third quarter closes. Flyers did not get a shot. Held the ball the last minute plus, but still lead by 7 as we go to the fourth. 33-26 Marion Local on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Thank you, Barker Insurance, which has earned a stellar reputation, second to none for many years. Barker Insurance on 25A north of I-75, south of Anna, has been one of the two or three most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We start the fourth quarter with the ball. Colonel Crawford. Holt dumps it down in the lane to John DeGray. Spinning shot fake. And he scores. A banker, a five-footer right in front. And it's a five-point game, 33-28. Marion Local once led 31-18. A nice 10-2 run by the Eagles. Here's Kramer to Niekamp in the post. Back to the basket. Ball punched up in the air by Payne DeGray and stolen. The 6'5" defender knocked it away from Niekamp. Here's Holt on the arc for Colonel Crawford. Goes below the foul line, twisting, turning, shoots with the left hand, off balance, waves short. Rebound, Marion Local, a shove in the backcourt. It goes against Colonel Crawford. Wow, that was a wild delivery to the rim with the left hand by Holt, who is extremely athletic. It was online, way short, fortunately for the Flyers, who got the rebound as well.
I think he's feeling a little bit of pressure. He's only got six. Sometimes you tend to force a couple, and that was a forced shot.
7:06 to go in the fourth quarter. Marion Local leads by just five. It's been as much as 13. Mesher ahead of the key. Goes to Kramer, foul line. He's got an avenue down the lane. Beats resistance, turns from 8 feet. A nice shot is good. Grant Kramer entered the paint area. A lot of traffic. He eluded trouble. I don't think the opponent thought Grant would let it go down deep in the lane. Here's a long three by Logan Goddard of Colonel Crawford off the flange. Rebound, Marion Local. Here's a fast break drive down the floor, 3-on-2. Holman darts in from the right wing. Offensive foul. Good choice by the referee. Fine call there. Officially, I'll give the officials the benefit of the doubt.
They he was standing up on the end line when he ran into it.
They cleaned up their act a little bit. Boy, I tell you what, the first half, it was lopsided against Marion Local for sure. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It has not been a well-worked game for a state semifinal, that's for sure. Hasn't lived up to the quality of the play. Here is Colonel Crawford entering the lane. It's DeGray. Left side of the floor, goes baseline, meets resistance. Ball fed to a teammate. Here's a left-handed delivery right in front. It is up and it's good. Nice play by Colonel Crawford. Well done to John DeGray. He'll go left or right-handed, as will Holt. They'll go either direction. 35-30. Here is Marion Local up five as the club's trade buckets. Dribble drive, Marion Local down the left side of the lane. Ball raked away, out of bounds by the team in white, Colonel Crawford. 35-30 Flyers, 5:50 left to go here in the fourth. There's a great pass, top of the circle, inbounds went to Niekamp, and he threw a bullet to the cutter below the iron. Well done for Grant Kramer, who went slicing to the basket. He was hacked across the arm, and he's got two free throws coming. The Flyers need these. 6-7 for Marion Local at the free throw line in this game. The shot by Kramer is dead on. Marion Local 7-8 at the stripe, 2-4 in the game for Colonel Crawford. Edge to the Flyers. Second free throw here for Kramer.
It's on the way. Swing. 37-30, Marion Local, 5:49 to go here in the fourth. Significant possession for Colonel Crawford. Midcourt, left-hand dribble. It is Holt. Now 25 feet away to Payne DeGray. Payne DeGray gives it up on the play to Braden Holt. Holt starts to drive from the left flank, overshoots it. Rebound shot, 7-footer, rolling off of Payne DeGray. Rebound again, blocked on the play by Niekamp, who apparently tagged him on the wrist. Number 3 in Austin. Head coach Kurt Guttemiller is in a little bit of a pickle. I think you leave Niekamp in. 5:25 to go. You're up 7. Couple free throws here for Payne DeGray. The shot is good. Excellent foul shooter. 70% shoots two-pointers. It's 75%, 15 points a game. 6'5 junior. Missed the second one, way short. Long rebound corralled nicely by Arnes, who stepped in front of the free throw shooter.
Yep, good eye. And he's just strong with it.
Here's a pass down the floor to Mesher. Mesher's not guarded. Look at him go. Braden Mesher barreled right between two white jerseys and took it 60 feet. That is a huge bucket. Mark it down. Braden Mesher makes it 39-31 with 5 to go in the fourth. A near travel on Holt in the lane. Gave it up to Goddard. Back to Holt. 25 feet away. 15 feet away now. Three-point shooter in the right corner. Stolen on the play by Marion Local. Let's see if a timeout is called. Yes, it's given to the Flyers. It's a full. Full timeout. 4:44 to go. Momentum back to Marion Local. Up 8. 39-31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Oh, what a field goal by Braden Mesher just before that last timeout. A big drive by him. He took it two-thirds the length of the floor. Here comes Marion Local after the break. It is thrown to Niekamp at the foul stripe. He's got a smaller man on him. He pivots, doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Mesher. Out to Niekamp for three. This is a big one. He's got it. He's got it. That's a backbreaker. Yeah, that is a dagger. Colonel Crawford down 11, 42-31. As Marion Local spread the floor, found Niekamp for three. Coming right back, it is Logan Goddard, deep left corner, triple try, strong for Colonel Crawford. Niekamp jerks down the board. Niekamp backcourt to Mesher, 3:56 to go in the fourth. Here's a drive by Mesher, handoff to Arnes for two. Mesher penetrated, made the dish to Arnes, and the Flyers have a 13-point lead again. Marion Local ripping them up. Here is Holt in the lane. Wild delivery. Missed it. No good. Here's a baby rebound shot. Missed by Payne DeGray. And Niekamp snarfs up the board. Down the floor to Mesher. Mesher driving relentlessly. Not being slowed down by the defense of Colonel Crawford. Dribbling into the lane. Kramer finds Arnes. Arnes reverse layup strong. Rebound down to Colonel Crawford, which is gambling on defense, and Marion Local's taking advantage. Straight away, Holt shoots a three, a long high archer. He buries it. Time out, Colonel Crawford. 44-34, Marion Local, 3:06 to go in the fourth.
on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Oh, once again, thank you so much, Barker Insurance, 25A, north of Sydney, north of I-75, and south of Anna. We represent companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more at Barker Insurance. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857. Barker Insurance, number one. Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Relentless driving to the basket by Braden Mesher and company for Marion Local. Here he goes again. Mesher scurries into the lane. There's contact. He hurls it up toward the basket. A wild horse shot. It looked like he was fouled in the act of shooting. Or is it on the floor?
They called it on the floor.
10-point lead, Marion Local, 2:54 to go here in the fourth. Mesher has been carving up the opponent with great drives. Mesher inbounds below the rim to Holman. Right back to Mesher. Mesher 25 feet away. My goodness, he's bulldogged and fouled as Colonel Crawford racks up another personal. How many on the Eagles in this quarter, Chuck?
Four?
Yep. Next one means Marion Local shoots. 2:47 to go, fourth quarter. 44-34 Flyers. On the arc, Kramer. Kramer veers left. He is double-teamed, hounded, tripped. And Kramer shoots a couple free throws for Marion Local. Flyers 8 of 9 at the stripe here in this game after going 21 of 27 versus Anna in the regional championship. Grant Kramer, 5'11 junior. He is at the foul stripe, and he pours it up and in. Front rim, backboard, it wiggled its way down through the net. 11-point contest, 45-34. Biggest advantage in this game, 13 a couple times. That shot skipped off the iron, no good. Here comes Colonel Crawford. Holt down the floor, gets a high screen from Payne DeGray. Holt near midcourt. Dropped it off to a teammate, 25 feet out. It's Logan Goddard. Into the lane to Payne DeGray. Now it's John DeGray posting up 7 feet out. Reach-in foul on Marion Local. That was maybe a good foul by the Flyers, as John DeGray had pretty good position in close.
John's got 10 points. He's a sophomore. He's had a pretty nice game.
Yep, he's right at his per-game average, 6'3". Here's a deep three-pointer. Holt left corner on the inbounds. In and out, no good. Rebound Marion Local, bobbled, taken away by Holt. Holt enters the lane, flips up a runner. It danced around and went in. Nice play. Braden Holt, timeout called by Colonel Crawford, which is down 9, 45-36, 2:08 left to go here in the fourth. I bet you didn't know that Rushi is the home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first-end tools free of charge. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly, that's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Braden Mesher going downhill has been a key factor in this game. He has not been slowed down very much at all by Colonel Crawford, Chuck.
Well, he's got eight. Kramer making free throws. Niekamp's got 16. Homan's got 11. Yeah, they're getting what they get. Everybody can score for them.
And I bet Measure's got a half a dozen assists as well.
Oh, yeah, I would say yes.
Ball inbound to Mamarian Local down the floor, dribbling Kramer, sticking up from behind, and stealing nicely is Logan Goddard. Goddard's got it for Colonel Crawford, which is down 9. 1:50 to go in the game. Holt on the arc. Picked up by Holman. Holt foul line. He penetrates. Right in front. Spins. Arches up an 8-footer. He hits it. 45-38. Mamarian Local up 7. 1:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Pressure in backcourt. And we've got a timeout by Mamarian Local as the Flyers were momentarily stalled. 45-38, Mamarian Local, 1:38 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Mamarian Local in advantageous position, up 7, 1:37 to go. Flyers have never trailed. Lead has been as much as 13. And now you've got to avoid turnovers, except getting fouled, make free throws. And here after the timeout, the Flyers inbounded to Niekamp, who is magical at the free throw line on the year, well over 70%. He strolls to the charity stripe for 2, and he bags it. And the lead now for Mamarian Local is 46-38. Hot night for the Flyers at the charity line here this evening.
They're drilling them, and that's 17 points for Niekamp now.
Niekamp again on the money. 47-38, 2 free throws from Niekamp. Colonel Crawford, no choice but to foul. 90 seconds to go in the game. Here's Braden Holt, top of the circle, picked up by Orange. Holt on a drive, late handoff to a teammate, Payne DeGray. Shot blocked by Niekamp. Orange was there. Niekamp's got the ball. He bear hugs the leather. And he's double-teamed, triple-teamed, clearly fouled by Colonel Crawford. And Mamarian Local will shoot 2 more free throws. Niekamp again at the stripe where the Flyers are 11-13.
I would say DeGray probably hasn't been blocked that hard in a game all year.
There is no question that the Eagles of Colonel Crawford are seeing their best defensive test of the season by far here today for Mamarian Local. Yeah, Flyers excellent offensively, but phenomenal defensively, much like Rushi. And the Flyers have blanketed Colonel Crawford here in this game tonight. Both free throws are good, perfect. Each shot dead center by Niekamp. And it's 49-38, Mamarian Local, 1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Holt dribbling, driving down the floor, arching up a runner 10 feet away, high off the backboard rim. No good. Rebounded by the Flyers, who are in business. 1:07 to go. Holman at midcourt. Hands it off to Mesher. Mesher dribbles up the right side, fouled by John DeGray. Mesher will go to the stripe to shoot 2 as the Flyers attempt to pad the lead. Mamarian Local won the state title in 2018. Tyler Mesher led the way. The late Tyler Mesher here as a 6th man in spirit in the state tournament. Free throw by Braden Mesher. His brother is good. 50-38. Mamarian Local up 12. 1:06 to go here in the fourth. Flyers jumped out 6-0 and have led to this point from the very start. Mesher again. Cans a second free throw. 14 of 16 for the Flyers from the charity line in this game. Here's Holt, top of the circle, can't shoot. Fires the ball off left corner to Brady Hill, a 5'11 senior. We've got a foul against Marion Local away from the ball.
No, I just think he knocked it out of bounds.
A loose ball over the end line, and it'll be thrown back in by the Eagles with 58 ticks on the clock. Top of the circle, it goes to Holt. Holt gets the handoff from a teammate, Logan Goddard, and then Holt is slammed to the ground inadvertently. Defensive foul, Flyers, their fourth. Not of the shooting variety yet. Next one is 54.7 to go, 51-38. Marion Local, 13-point cushion, matches the Flyers' biggest. Ball thrown to Parker Weissman in backcourt. Now to Holt, head of the key against Harnes. Foul line fadeaway from 16. It rimmed. Oh, there's been a lid on it for Holt. He just can't get it to go. How many points for him?
He's got 13.
13 for Holt. I bet he's taken 20 shots to get 13 points. Marion Local brings it down the floor against pressure. Foul again on the opponent, Colonel Crawford, which can do nothing but foul. But Marion Local has been automatic at the free throw line. Braden Mesher shoots it up, and that one curls away. It is no good. 51-38 Flyers, 37.4 to go. What a job Marion Local has done on Colonel Crawford, which averaged in the mid-60s per game offensively, held to 38 here tonight with 36 seconds to go. Second free throw, Marion Local, good. Biggest advantage of the game, 52-38. Deep left corner three by Colonel Crawford. Hits the upper left corner of the backboard. Way off the mark. Flyers have the rebound, and Marion Local celebrates. Flyers to midcourt. Colonel Crawford won't foul. The Eagles have seen enough. Jubilation among the blue and gold here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Marion Local is off to the state championship next Saturday at 5:15 at the UD Arena. Clock winding down. That'll do it. It's over. Marion Local Flyers whip Colonel Crawford by 14 big points, 52-38. Marion Local leading from start to finish to thump the opponent here in the state semis tonight. D6 boys action at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Marion Local victorious by 14 points, 52-38. Flyers led 25-18 at halftime and outscored the opponent 27-20 in the second half. Again, Colonel Crawford averaging about 65 per game on the year. Didn't reach 40 here tonight.
Yeah, babe. Great job by Marion. We talked about it before the game. Not surprised that they didn't get to their average.
What a performance at both ends of the floor by the Flyers. Outstanding start to the game. Great introduction. Holman pours in 6 quick points, and the Flyers are off and running. The lead for Marion Local got to 5 on one occasion, I think, Chuck, there middle of the fourth quarter. That was as close as Colonel Crawford could get, as the Eagles did have one run of 12-2 or 10-2 during one 2.5-3 minute stretch. Marion Local prevails comfortably by 14, 52-38. We'll return with more from here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green in a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies
like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And we welcome you back to the Stroh Center here at Bowling Green, where Marion Local has downed Colonel Crawford 52-38 to advance to the state championship next Saturday at the University of Dayton Arena. Tip-off time for that game would be at 2. Division 6 is at 2 next Saturday. Division 7 state championship is at 5:15. And Marion Local awaits the winner of tonight's game at Ottervine between Kirtland, 19-8, and Woodsfield, Monroe Central, 22-3. Marion Local and Colonel Crawford enter the game with 50 wins, Marion Local 25-2. Colonel Crawford at a 25-game win streak snapped. Colonel Crawford lost its opener, had won 25 in a row. Colonel Crawford had not seen defense like this all season long, Chuck, no doubt about it.
Well, no, they did a good job. They only had three kids score, but that's probably pretty typical for them.
Yep.
They had Payne DeGray had 15. Braden Holt had 13, and John DeGray had 10. That was it. That's the only ones that scored. On the other side, Niekamp had 20. He was terrific. Mesher and Homan each had 11, and Kramer had 7. So they only 7 people scored in this game. 4 for Rushi, Marion Local, and 3 for Colonel Crawford. So I'm going to go in my players of the game. I'm going to go with Braden Holt, because I just thought that he had to work real hard to get what he got. And on the other side, I'll go with Niekamp and Mesher.
Yeah, the team from Colonel Crawford, believe it or not, made one more field goal than did Marion Local in this game tonight. Free throw 16 of 19 for the Flyers. That's where they won it. And Marion Local's D held Colonel Crawford to 38% from the floor, 1 of 9 from behind the arc.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the threes very well at all.
Nope. This segment of our presentation brought to you by our fine restaurant, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Miss Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeiKamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeiKamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
And hello once again from the Stroh Center at Bowling Green, where Marion Local has just defeated Colonel Crawford 52-38, 14-point romp by the Flyers, who are really special in this game here tonight. Both ends of the floor. The defense was just extraordinarily good, and it was obvious that Colonel Crawford from the get-go, Chuck, was extremely uncomfortable, would you say?
Well, I don't. They didn't really get into their offense. Now, at the first couple of possessions, they did, and I thought, man, they're getting the ball down to the big kid down there around the basket, but then they did a little too much back and forth. But the bottom line is they could not stop Mesher when he got to the rim.
Nope.
And Niekamp did a real nice job on, I'm going to have to go back, on DeGray in the second half.
Yes,
it was a real nice job.
Sure did. Yeah, the key for Marion Local, penetration by Mesher. Boy, he probes the middle, navigates the paint, gets to the rim, finds those assists, the teammates, for easy ones, or he goes ahead of the bucket and scores it himself. 52-38, Flyers win it. A message here from F&M Bank. Are you dreaming of owning a home? F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus Savings Account makes that dream closer than you think. An incredible 7.5% interest rate through F&M Bank and the home buyer account. It makes saving for the future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Kurt Guttemiller's Marion Local Flyers were something special here today. Blue and Gold wins game number one. Blue and Gold, the favorite to win game number two. Rushi Raiders have entered the floor. We expect a big crowd from Shelby County in West Central Ohio for our second game. The nightcap of her twin bill here from the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Chuck really enjoyed it, Marion Local. It was darn near a clinic, an exhibition.
Well, it was. You know what? And what I think what I liked as much as anything was Carl Crawford got back within five in the fourth quarter after a nice start. Oh, no, they didn't pay the light bill. After a real nice start and of the third quarter, and we pushed it out thinking, okay, here goes Marion. They're gonna go up 15-20. No, Colonel Crawford came back, and Marion weathered that and did a great job.
Again, the Eagles of Colonel Crawford had won 25 straight games, losing the opener to Convoy Crestview, then reeled off 25 in a row before Marion Local knocked them out of the tournament here in the state semis in boys D6 tonight, 52-38. Woodfield Central is playing Kirtland at Otterbein in the other D6 state semi. So Marion Local plays that winner next Saturday at 2 at the UD Arena. We'll be there on the air at 1:20.
Looking forward to it.
It will go offline for a short while, then return at about 5 till 8 for you with pregame before the 8:30 tip. Rushi coming up against Arlington, which upset Delta St. John's last weekend in a regional championship. 52-38, Marion Local wins it. For Chuck McBee, for you online listeners, Jack Kramer, for a while, saying goodbye to you here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the King Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a King Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkin. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village, Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.